Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! Good afternoon, everybody. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com daily on this Thursday, October 26th. It is game day. We are a few hours away from the Miami Dolphins taking on the Baltimore Ravens in this big game for Miami as they sit right now at 4-2. If they win tonight, they will be tied for first place with the Patriots at 5-2, and they will be sitting very, very pretty heading into November. So There's a few things to talk about, and we're going to talk about the game, but we have to open up talking about Jay Cutler, because it was reported this morning that Jay Cutler should be ready to play next week against the Oakland Raiders. And Armando Salguero, he sent out a tweet a few hours back pretty much saying once Jay Cutler's 100%, he's a starter, and that's that. So tonight might be our last look at Matt Moore in the near future, because it was also reported that Jay Cutler tried to head back into the game against the Jets last week, that after he went to the locker room and got checked out, he actually tried to get back on the field, and he was told no by the Miami Dolphins staff. So, look, tonight, Matt Moore, if he wants any chance to hold on to this job and remain the quarterback of the Dolphins moving forward, it looks like not only will he have to have the Miami Dolphins win the game, he's going to have to play the game of his life. Because Adam Gase, if there's one thing about Adam Gase, and I'm not saying this is a negative, I'm not even saying it's a positive, it's just a fact at this point, Adam Gase is very hard-headed. And this news here pretty much confirms that, in that that Jay Cutler, like, he should be ready to play next week, so he's going to play next week, and it might not matter what Matt Moore does tonight. Obviously, the situation is fluid. It will change, and we will not have an answer on this probably until middle of next week, but it looks like Jay Cutler is well enough to play next week, and he will resume being the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback when that happens. But I'm not going to talk a lot about that today, because really, we don't know. Let's wait and see what happens tonight. Matt Moore could play great, and then we have a little mini controversy on our hands. Or if Matt Moore heads out there and plays absolutely horrible, then everybody's going to want Jay Cutler back. So let's not get too crazy about this, but it does look like Jay Cutler will be the starting quarterback next week against the Oakland Raiders as of right now, but we will see what happens in the next few days. Regarding injury news, the only report I have that's new on the Miami side of things is Joe Rose this morning on his little internet show did report that he was in a hotel with the team, and that from what he's being told, it's probably 60% chance that Devontae Parker will not play, that he won't play tonight. That's looking, he put it at 60-40, Parker won't play. He goes, this morning when he woke up, it was it wasn't warm out there in Baltimore, to say at least. It was cold. And for someone with an ankle injury, that it might be wise just to give him another week off or so. And just from what he's been hearing from some people around the team, don't be shocked if Parker sits out tonight's game and then returns against the Raiders. He goes, it's not 100%. It's not 100% that he will test out that ankle tonight on the field. And if he's okay to play, he's going to play. But he did say from the people he was talking to that it looks like 60% chance he's probably not going to play. So we won't have more information on that until probably right before the game begins. But as of right now, when I am recording this, Joe Rose had that this morning, that Parker probably will not play. On the Ravens side, there's no word yet. They have so many injuries, as we talked about yesterday in the show. They have so many injuries. It's pretty much they have to actually field a team. Like, they don't have enough guys on the practice squad. They don't have enough guys that they can just put on the team and actually field a viable team. So it's who can they make active? Who's the least injured that can play just a little that they can make active? And that is literally their situation, which is really scary. And I mean, so it's who's the least injured. Now, regarding the two wide receivers who are in the concussion protocol, which are Mike Wallace and Breshad Perriman, that call will not come from the team. Per the NFL concussion protocol, that say, and if they are okay to play or not, has to come from an independent neurologist. So they really have no say in if either one of those guys can play. They should know probably shortly, because right now I'm recording this at about 3:15 or roughly, and the game's 8:30. They probably should know by about 5 o'clock if either one of those guys can play or not. But that is not left up to the team. The team has no say in if either one of those guys can suit up and play. So that is out of the team's hand. But pretty much everything else, it looks like it's going to come down to who's the least injured and who can give them something tonight that they can make active, because they just don't have enough guys on their practice squad even to fill all these spots if they had to sit most of these guys. And they are hurting bad. I mean, they're hurting really bad. I've never seen a team this injured prior to a game in my life. I mean, it's that bad for them right now. So tonight's game, let's get into more of that. Like I said yesterday, I think the one thing Miami has to be careful, the one thing they have to be really sensitive to, is last year these two teams met in Baltimore, and the Ravens won, I think it was 38-6 or 38-7, something along those lines. It was really ugly, I know that. And Joe Flacco picked Miami apart, and how he did it was with short passes. Quick hitters. He took a few steps, boom, got it out of his hand. Took a few steps, boom, got it out of his hand. And I would expect to see more of that tonight. I don't care who they have playing a tight end or wide receiver. I expect to see more of Joe Flacco with quick passes, because that does slow down the Miami Dolphins pass rush, which is a strength for us and our team. So I do expect to see a bunch of quick hitters out of Flacco. For the simple fact of, the last time we played, which was within the past 12 months, it worked so well. It worked so well. Why wouldn't you go back to that? Now, are we the same team on that side of the ball? Obviously not. Obviously not. We are much improved this year on defense. But for the Ravens, until we prove we can stop those quick passes, you're going to keep throwing them and make us prove we can stop them. And I would expect to see more of that from the Ravens tonight. So Miami, I would hope, and I would really hope that they are prepared to stop the quick passing game, the short passing game of the Ravens. If I remember correctly, the tight end there ate us to shreds that week, because he was just running downfield pretty much open and untouched, and it was ugly. So Flacco and the quick hitters are a thing to watch out for on that side of the ball. I did talk to Tom. He was supposed to join me on the show, but he was a little unavailable, taking care of his young child. He had three things to watch for, and I'm going to talk about the things Tom wanted me to mention on the show. Number one, press their receivers, and I agree. We don't know who the Ravens will have at wide receiver, but whoever they play will not be healthy, and the guys that are healthy aren't very good. So get in their face. Make life miserable for them, and press the receivers and force Joe Flacco to throw elsewhere if possible. And I agree, Tom is 100% right with that. Get pressure on their wide receivers, because most likely if they play the stars, they won't be 100%. And if they're playing not their stars, well, they're not their stars for a reason, as in they're not very good. The second thing he mentioned was to put two players on the Ravens defensive tackle, Dan Williams. This I also agree with. The Ravens are dead last against the run. Dead last. And Williams has been a little banged up this year. But he's obviously their best player at that position. And I would put two guys on him and make sure he's a non-factor. And hopefully let Jay Ajayi run up against the other linemen who just aren't very good at run stopping. So make sure Williams does not beat you and make sure he is isolated and taken out of the game. Taken out of the game. And a non-factor this week because the Ravens are ranked last against the run. But as I talked about this week on the show, so are the Jets at some points. They were, and I think last week they ended the game ranked 28th, 29th. Just because you're ranked last against the run don't mean you can't have a great week stopping the run. And when teams play Miami, they know that we want to pound the ball with Jay Ajayi. So they are prepared to stop the run. Even though they're ranked last, they are prepared. And they will load up the box. They will blitz the run. They will do everything in their power to make Jay Ajayi the number one focus. So just because they're ranked last against the run don't mean they can't stop the run. They're going to be ready to stop the run. And so it's up to Miami to do things to be able to run. Either it's pass to set up the run or just don't line up and run up the middle. Run to the outside, run some tosses, maybe mix in a reverse. Mix things up and get creative so the Ravens can't just tee off on our running game. So Tom is absolutely right. Put two players most of the time on Williams and make him a non-factor. The last thing Tom mentioned as his third factor of this game, which I actually had as the number one for me, is set the tone. In that last year, as I said yesterday, the Ravens kicked Miami's ass. I mean, it wasn't even a game. They pushed Miami around on the field. They ate their lunch money. They just legitimately beat them down. And that can't happen tonight. That cannot happen tonight. Miami has to come out and set the tone in this game, and they owe this team one. Now, last year, Miami played the Tennessee Titans, and they got the same type of beating. Tennessee went to Miami and beat them down badly. This year, Miami played them again, Tennessee, and that game, and that game was extremely physical, and Miami was not pushed around against the Titans. It was clearly in their head that they remember that game from 1 year ago, and they were not going to let the Tennessee Titans push them around. Same thing tonight. Miami has to come out, set the tone, lay on. I mean, they cannot be pushed around by the Ravens. And yes, this team is the Ravens, and for many, many years, they have owned us, let's just say, and always beaten us down and won against us. But tonight, Miami must come out, set the tone, and be like, not this year, because this Ravens team is hurt. And we cannot let this team come out and control the tempo of the game, have them set the tone, and we play their game in their house. If that's the case, we're going to lose. Miami will lose this game. So it's up to Miami to come out play their game. So I agree with Tom there as well. Set the tone. Do not let Joe Flacco get a hot hand. Joe Flacco last year, he came into that game last year, he was playing very poorly. But you wouldn't have known it because he came out of the gate, short pass, short pass, short pass, touchdown, short pass, short pass, short pass, touchdown, short pass. Do not let him get in a rhythm. Yes, he's having a rough year and he's not playing well, but he's still Joe Flacco at the end of the day. Miami must come out and shut him down, put him on his ass, hit him a little, and do not let him get hot, get in a rhythm. Because if he does, he can beat you. Just because the Ravens have played bad at this point don't mean they are a bad team. This is the same team who went into Oakland and beat the Raiders, okay? So they have their moments. So it is up to Miami to come out and set the tone in this game. And something else to remember, which sort of struck me today. As I was saying, Miami has to remember how they got beat down last year by this team. And they have to show up. Two players who were not on Miami last year are Raymael Luga at linebacker and the other linebacker, Lawrence Timmons. And those two guys have a long history with the Ravens as well. Because one came from Cincinnati and one came from Pittsburgh. And they hate the Ravens. I mean, they may hate the Ravens more than anybody because that is a brutal division with pretty much Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and the Ravens. And there's no love lost between any of those teams. I mean, that is old school NFL football. You hate your rivals in your division with a passion. So Miami has two new linebackers tonight who have a long, long history with the Ravens. It'll be interesting to see if they sort of fit in here and can get the other players on Miami pumped up, let's just say, for this game against the Ravens. I don't think it will take much because if Miami has any heart, they're going to want to stand up and repay them for what happened last year in that game. And I think they will. My official prediction of this game is Miami 24 and the Ravens 10. So 24 to 10 Miami. I do think for once that Miami has what you would call a nice, easy game. With this team, it's almost impossible to say that most weeks because it comes down to big, crazy, wild second halves where Miami's down by a lot. Next thing you know, they're making a run. They're making a miracle play here, and it always comes down to a late kick. But I do think this week, just because the Ravens are so injured, they're so injured, I do think Miami will come out and set the tone early, and they will win. So my prediction is Miami 24, the Baltimore Ravens 10. But I will say this. The one thing that can change all this is if Joe Flacco gets hot, and if Miami, I don't think they'll take him lightly, so I don't want to say it that way. But if Miami comes out and lets Joe Flacco get in a rhythm and they let him get hot, and the next thing you know, Joe Flacco is looking like the Joe Flacco of 2013, 2014, and he's just picking apart the Miami Dolphins on defense. So it's really important for Miami to come out today and be very aggressive. And at the end of the day, it is an audition for Matt Moore. Let's just call it what it is. If Matt Moore just plays okay, he's not going to hold on to this job. If Matt Moore plays bad, clearly he won't hold on to this job. Matt Moore needs to play the game of his life. Otherwise, he's going back to the bench from all reports. Right or wrong, it just is what's going to happen. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow and next week, of course. But from all reports of this morning, it does look like Jay Cutler's ready to return and will take over next week against the Raiders. Sort of is what it is. I know a lot of you who listen to the show aren't going to be happy with that. I'm not thrilled with that. But it really comes down to Matt Moore tonight. He's got one chance. He's got one chance, one opportunity to change that. And if he plays well, and if the Miami Dolphins win, then there's a chance he could hold on to the job, but it's not looking pretty, honestly. It's looking like that head coach Adam Gase is going to go straight back to Jay Cutler. But we'll talk about that more in the next few days or so. So I hope everybody enjoys the game tonight. I hope we see a Miami Dolphins win. I would like to thank you all once again for listening. My name is Mike, and we'll talk to you again after a while.